This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli strike killed a senior rescue service official in Gaza. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
An Israeli airstrike on a house in Jabalia on Sunday killed Mohamed Morsi, deputy director of the Gaza Civil Emergency Service in the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, and four of his family members, according to health officials. The Civil Service Emergency Service said in a statement that Morsi's death raised the number to 83 of its members killed by Israeli fire since October 7th. Residents said Israeli forces had also blown up several houses in the suburb of Gaza City. Medical teams said they were unable to answer desperate calls by some of the residents who had reported being trapped inside their houses. Later on Sunday, the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli military strikes across the enclave killed at least 15 people. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans will be releasing a long-awaited report Monday blasting Democratic President Joe Biden's administration for failures surrounding the chaotic and deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021.
The report contends the administration made its decision to evacuate non-combatants far too late, failed to communicate between departments in Washington and among officials in Afghanistan, and botched the paperwork for the departure of Afghan civilians eligible to leave the country. It is the result of a three-year investigation led by Representative Michael McCaul, Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats have insisted some blame for the messy end of the war, less than 7 months into Biden's presidency, should be laid at the feet of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who began the withdrawal process by signing a deal with the Taliban in 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Passage of a six-month temporary spending bill would have widespread and devastating effects on the Defense Department, according to Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin in a letter to key members of Congress Sunday. Austin said the passing of a continuing resolution that caps spending at 2024 levels rather than taking action on the proposed 2025 budget will hurt thousands of defense programs. Two NATO members said Sunday Russian drones violated their airspace. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Romania has said that a Russian drone flew into its airspace during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine. Meanwhile, another Russian drone crashed into eastern Latvia the previous day. Romania's defense ministry said it had deployed F-16 warplanes to monitor its airspace and issued text alerts to residents of two eastern regions. Meanwhile, Latvia's defense minister said that a Russian drone fell the day before near the town of Rzeszów and had likely strayed into Latvia from neighboring Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged the world to wake up and help Sudan in its health crisis.
We must focus on all people in need, all 25 million people. And this means additional resources are required to meet their needs. And we're calling on the world to wake up and help Sudan out of the nightmare it's living through.
Civilians in Sudan are facing worsening famine, mass displacement, and disease after 17 months of war, according to agencies.
According to available data, Sudan's conflict has so far killed more than 20,000 people. This is an underestimate, by the way. Displaced over 10 million people inside the country and forced another 2 million to flee to neighboring countries. This is the largest internal displacement of people in the world today.
WHO chief said that the people of Sudan were struggling through flooding and dam bursting diseases, including cholera, malaria, dengue, measles, the risk of mpox, conflict-related sexual violence, and near collapse of the country's entire health system. Pope Francis arrived in the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea, landing on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to be delivered to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Nigeria's Emergency Response Agency says a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing an explosion that killed at least 48 people. The fuel tanker was also carrying cattle in the area in north-central Niger State Sunday, causing at least 50 cattle to be burned alive. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.